Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
The Survivor Specialist, Phil and Blake, are back with another episode of Everything You Need to Know About. It is Blake's final one, and he's trying to give you hand signals to let you know who it's about. It is about Q Burdette from Survivor 46, and we're going to be talking about the sixth place finisher, who is, I think, pretty much in most people's minds, undoubtedly the star of the new era, at least from a male perspective. Carolyn probably comes in there, sneaks in there as maybe challenging Q, definitely the face of the females from the new era. But Q being on this season is the least shocking thing ever. Q almost quit the game. Q had nothing but great one-liners. Q is a confessional machine. Q has moments that makes other people have great moments, such as Liz screaming, "I'm pissed." And ultimately, he gets voted out with an idol in his pocket after everybody else before him got voted out with an idol in his pocket while he was the decoy vote. Blake, what's your excitement level for Q right now?
Also, he saved Americans millions of dollars by canceling Christmas the last two Christmases. Q, I think we mentioned this word in the last one. He is the embodiment of he is electric. I don't think you could put him on any tribe and not have him come alive. I think he is an undeniable force of both. The way I'm going to describe things, the way I'm bringing my personal flair, I have stories from my childhood. I have regional dialect if I'm saying crazy stuff because I'm from Mississippi. The story of him, like my life as a football star, I've always been wishing I was a little better, but now I was never the best in football, but I'm like the second best real estate agent in the country. That's got to matter for some of you guys of like, what does success look like? But he's also not crazy. I don't want to say crazy. That's a weird thing to say, but he's borderline. Like, what is this person about to say next? If he's always jumping around and like, I love his energy that he brings to everything of like, Banu, focus. We're going to be doing this. Or Jelinski, let's work together. Jelinski says one negative thing. Can't trust this guy. He's gone. It's a big, we're getting out Jelinski. There's no thought process. And like him maneuvering a disaster tribe was a gift from God. Like, thank God. Not only is he maneuvering perfectly, but he's half of the reason why it's a disaster tribe. He can't focus during challenges. And like, he's not a coach, but he is coachable. And I think talking about that of like, what is the story these editors are trying to say? Sometimes the editors have nothing to work with. But when Q Burdette is giving you this stuff of, I want to be the coach, but he's not a coach. He's a player. That's why his tribe is falling apart. But now he has people that can coach him in the merge. And he's floundering a little bit when he's on his own. But if he listens to Maria, he's going to get further. And then, oh, he blew it because he didn't learn lessons from the people before. Like, all of that stuff is just such like, oh, this is what we can do with a Survivor season if we have material like this.
And my favorite thing about Q, other like aside from his obviously hide and seek, all of that, but like gameplay wise, my favorite thing about Q was actually at the Hunter booth. This was after Q had threatened to quit the game, was telling her, "But I'm just going to go home. I'm done. I don't want to be here anymore."
Because that's how people in my hometown deal with problems like this.
Yeah. But it's my favorite thing is in the Hunter boot because Tiffany and Kenzie now hate Q, right? Because Tiffany has told people about, or Q has told people about Tiffany's idol. He's pissed, whatever. She's pissed, whatever. So they know they need to do a vote split to blindside Hunter here. And they know that Q is too much of a wild card. They can't tell him anything. But they also know that everybody else is going to vote for Q. So what do? They don't tell Q anything, and nobody on the tribe tells Q anything, and he votes for Ben. What does that mean? Nothing. Nothing. Because then it ends up as a 4-4-1. On the revote, Hunter goes home. but they're able to use Q in that moment. And Q says, I have to, Jeff. I don't have a choice. I have to take a step back. I'm just going to vote for who I think. Nobody's really talking to me. It could be me tonight. But he trusts the process there. And then what happens? Tiffany blindside. He votes correctly at that episode. Venus blindside. He votes correctly in that episode. Like, it's amazing to watch how he plays. And for as much of a character, we talked about this with Angelina, how much of a character they are, not really known for their gameplay. Q votes correctly at every single tribal council except for the one he goes home and the one where Hunter gets blindsided, where they are purposefully not telling him anything. To me, Q is an ally you would want. Yes, you don't want to tell him that you have an idol like Tiffany did. That was ultimately her undoing. But you could still tell, you still would want to work with Q, in my opinion.
I think other things that are in my head with Q, we can't not say it of, there's the storyline of Liz has not been able to eat. And whether you are a Redditor or you're a show watcher only and you only tune into us, there was some, what is she talking about? She's allergic to everything, but she can eat this burger? Like, what? And it's like, oh, she just maybe has stomach problems and she's saying allergic so she can like not have worse problems and get medevac that way. But whenever it's like, Q, you win reward, and Q doesn't win a lot of challenges, which is kind of weird because he's really strong, and he does have the, I'm a former college football athlete, and most people would go, oh, they're a huge threat. He is getting owned by Hunter on most of these Survivor challenges, and I think he wins a reward. I don't know if he ever wins an immunity.
He doesn't win an immunity.
No, I think I would have remembered if so, because it would have been like a hilarious, like, Jeff and then him hug or something, like maybe not a hug, but like a pat on the back.
Q actually is really his tribe, and then his individual performances are terrible. He loses four tribe challenges,
maybe five, the worst of all time.
Yeah, he loses five tribe challenges, and the post merge was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, loses seven challenges, wins one. So he wins one challenge in the tribe and finishes second in another. And
let me rephrase this then. The only time that Q wins a challenge, instead of doing quote unquote the right thing of this person hasn't eaten in days, they can't eat the coconut, they're allergic, he goes, I know all of that. Not Liz. I think he says, Kinsey, we got to get the band back together. Kinsey, Tiffany, and Maria join him on that thing. And Liz goes on a tirade. I'm pissed. And it's something where it's like, I think something that I resonate with personally is, well, Liz, I know you wanted to go on this reward, but you haven't really been one of my allies. You haven't been a friend to me. And last night you voted for me to go home. So I'm not going to reward that with a reward, whether that makes me look bad or not. But Q says all of that in the most Q way possible. And I think looking at that, even if you're on the island, you have to go, I understand where he's coming from. Like, maybe that's not a decision I would make, or I would turn the other cheek. But Q is not a cheek turner. Q is I'm keeping score. And I love that about Q, of like, if you do me wrong, I'll be back to mess with you too. Like, I'm assuming he voted for I don't want to mess up his vote. Like,
he voted for Kinsey to win.
He voted for Kinsey. No way.
Yeah, because that was the big thing. He wanted to know what she was going to do with the money. And people gave him a really hard time after the season saying, I can't believe you voted for Kinsey because of what she would do with the money. And his response to everybody, because this is Q, his response to everybody was, if you want to vote the way you want to for somebody to get the money, get on Survivor and make the jury.
Right. Which is
very Q.
Equal parts. It is something where I love watching Q on TV. And then if I was ever in the same room as Q or at the same restaurant as Q, or I did a thought of an experiment of, I would be on Survivor with Q and we'd work perfectly. Q would probably hate my ass.
Oh, you guys would not get along in any way, shape, or form. There
but
is
boy,
no
would it be a fun, like, I think that's something that's missing on some seasons of Survivor, where you're like, if nobody's a rival, if you don't care about beating the people across from you, if you don't like, oh, Jeff, we got this one, and I'm glad they're going home with no fish today. Like, that's something that the best seasons of Survivor have that kind of stuff. We haven't even mentioned the Q skirt. Like, and just like random, the episode opens and it's time to be on the beach, whether it's about to be Tremel or not. What's Q doing? There's, I think, three or four episodes where it goes straight to Q. Of Q is mentioning, like, what if you drape your hoodie this way and you call it a Q skirt and you have a pocket here? And it's such a throwaway episode thing, but it becomes like a part of him of, we're going to mention this a couple times. And it is like, is that a throwaway or is that like, oh, we have not had somebody like this ever have this? Like, usually the people that relative to Q, like, are super stoic or super game focused. But like, this is a black man from Mississippi who can be like, I think that's something where I think when we were watching his season, we are in this like new era of diversity. And like, Q is the first person where it's like, we're going to have fun. He's going to be doing all this crazy stuff. There's other representation that is going to be more focused or on other seasons. Like, I am all about the competition. Who cares about all this stuff? But Q was like, this is a fun, exciting character from this part of the world where we don't have to think harder about this. We could just sit there and watch him jump around and mess with people. And it was, I don't want to say like relieving, but it was, or refreshing, but it was like, this is a different, we've seen this from other people. We have people like Johnny Fairplay. Mm-hmm. Like, this is a modern era Johnny Fairplay, and we're not going to be like, oh, why is Survivor demonizing Q? That's not what we want. It was like, this is such a perfect storm of like, this person can be them true selves without us thinking too hard about all this stuff and just enjoying the show. And I think when I was watching back some of the clips to prepare for today, I'm like, I miss 46. I think 46, yeah, 46 is by far really my good. Favorite. And like, it's electric mostly because Q.
The casting on 46, I know the Banu stuff gets boring at the beginning, but the cast for 46 and the post-merge is just, they all bring it, which is really good. And I think, you know, Q is, I like what you said there about Q, because I think that is a good point. Like, he's one of 17 kids, right? He says that a couple times in the show. God. And he says, like, yeah, you got to take big chances if you want to be there. Like, you got to be the squeaky wheel kind of. He doesn't say squeaky wheel, but that's just like what I always think of. So he's the squeaky wheel where it's like, you all better be paying attention to me. I want to be the loudest person so I get my attention too. And I think that comes out in a lot of what he does, right? Like, the Q skirt thing is something you would do with your four or five brothers, like, whatever. You turn around and you talk about hide and seek, his confessional during that, where he's like, I really do just love hide and seek. I'm a big kid. I can't wait to play hide and seek, but it's also going to tell me a lot about these people. Q was having a good time. And I think that's like, we get to a season like 48, which three people from 48 are represented on season 50. The thing with season 48 is that's the type of stuff that was missing. It was a very, I think, and maybe they're not like this in real life, but I feel like the way it was portrayed on TV, they took the really serious moments from those players. And that's what they stuck with, right? Like, they got a lot into Kyle's backstory, Joe's backstory, Camilla's backstory, Shaheen's backstory, what their families went through, Mitch's backstory with his stutter. They get into a lot of that, but they really focused on a lot of serious stuff. Other than early on in the game when they're talking about David with his six nipples or whatever he had and you know, whatever the wart that Kyle has, that stuff was fun. But by the time we hit the post-merge, it felt like it got very serious. And the only silly stuff was fried chicken and waffles being sung on the mat. What were they doing? What was their version of hide and seek? Were they bowling? Were they doing something? Like, I think about even in Thailand, Clay brings the golf club and they're playing golf on the beach. And I think that's what was missing. I think that's why Q is a great addition to any season. Now, Q is a little bit of a risky addition. I know we had Omer on the podcast at one time, and he had said, you know, Q almost quit the game. Like, that's what he was looking at. And I do think that's a fair way to look at it. Like, you know, Survivor's been burned before by somebody who faked an injury in Colton, left the game, and then came back the second time and quit the game. He essentially quit twice. So Survivor's been burned before, but I don't think you run that risk so much with Q, because I think Q is competitive and Q is going to be such electric TV the entire time he is on it. You think about it too. We did our defining episode for Q. all of these things we're talking about, the Q-skirt, hide and seek, the almost quit, they all happen in the same episode. That's what's even more insane about Q. He's able to pack all of that stuff into like a one-day window. Even if Q is the first boot on this season, he is going to be so much fun to watch, which is important for these returning player type seasons. So yeah, I'm all in on Q. All in. So excited.
One thing I would like to address and talk about, because I don't think we talked about it in a while, but I don't see him as a almost quitter. I see that as purely strategic, weird Q brain. Is that proven wrong?
It is. Yeah. I think he has said that, like, no, he really was. And they talked him out of it.
But
I could be wrong that he said it, but it seemed like he was going to quit.
And I think that follows my logic. Unfortunately, I'm not trying to option select you and be like, I'm going to be right no matter what here. Yeah, but yeah. I'm trying to be like, I don't think Q ever planned on quitting. I think he planned on, I'm thinking of quitting, but I hope someone talks me out of it. And when they do talk me out of it, I can get the perceived benefits in my head of I took accountability. Because what is he taking accountability for again? It was... Who were they supposed to go after, and then he blew it?
He blew it up the day before because of something with the
Hunter?
No. I forget Tevin? What it was. It was the soda boot or something. I forget because I haven't watched the episode before in a long time. Mm-hmm. But it just essentially gets to the point where he's like, I made a mistake and I opened my mouth and I'll go home because these players want to play and they should. I don't know. It's weird.
I'm
rewatching it, I was like, this is a little strange.
If he does say like I was fully planning on going home, I'll be like, obviously Q knows better than I do. But I do think it was, this is the type of gameplay somebody like Q can pull out of there. Like, it, I would never do this because everyone would be like, yes, quit, Blake, get the hell out of here. And I'd be like, I was joking.
I thought you guys loved me.
Yeah. I thought you guys were going to really try to get me back in. Cause I think that's every soundbite ever. Anytime someone mentions, oh, I want to quit. There's one soundbite was, we can't have you quit. We're relying on you. And then there's the snarky person in the back going, quit already. I'll pack your bags for you. That's one person closer to $1 million for me. And it's like, you got to hope that person is fun to watch, because when that person's not fun to watch, in Nicaragua, there were some people doing that. Yeah. And I was like, I don't want that person to get two spots further. That's terrifying. Yeah. Back to Q. I think the quit starts with Q. Q. Quintavious. Somebody writes his full name down when they vote him out. That's a pitch move. I think whenever we talk about strategic, he aligns with Maria. And I thought that was a very interesting way to get to the end for him if he doesn't screw it up. Because what does he do? Maria and Charlie have been together since the beginning. They swapped to the same tribe together as well. Yeah, they do. And they've been together the whole time. Whenever Q goes home, Maria is voting for Charlie.
Yeah.
So if Q does play his idol, Charlie goes home there. And breaking up somebody like that, I think is it default gameplay of Maria's looking for a way to get to the end and with people she can beat? Or is it like, damn, Q is presenting a better situation for Maria than one of her allies from the beginning of the game?
I think that's the fair question here is, can Q ever win Survivor? I think that is a very fair question. Sorry, somebody just rang my doorbell, so I tried to mute it before they did. Can Q ever win? Because that was a big talking point as we got towards the end. Was Q a goat, or would Q have been able to sell himself at that final tribal council? Because I do also think that that could impact how he does. We talked about with Angelina in the last episode that we did together, where I said, you know, Angelina is not as much of a goat as it may seem like. And I kind of feel the same way about Q. I don't think he can win season 46, but can Q be impressive enough and play well enough that he can potentially win? Do you think he could have won 46? And what do you think about his winning chances coming into this?
All right. Of all the people you know in the world or the world of Survivor, podcasting, Survivor fandom. Am I top five Q supporters?
Yes.
Am I top three? Am I top? Oh, who cares?
You might be number one. I'm a
top five Q supporter. I'm going to say some bullshit right now. I don't think Q ever wins Survivor. And it's very frustrating of the nature of this game. I feel for him wholeheartedly. It's just like Angelina of, can Q get to the end of the game where more people respect him than more people resent him? And Q's personality of class clownery, you can come talk to me about anything, the drive and determination, I think is going to rub at least five people wrong more than we all like. If Q is on 48 and there's a let's all work together alliance, we don't have to lie to each other, Q goes home first in that alliance. And like Q's the David in that season or whatever. I think it's equal parts. Like, what is the 1 out of 100? Let me be real. He could make it to final tribal councils 9 times out of 100. And in those 9 times, are any people going to regret him or resent him or respect him? That would be a cool outwit, outlast, outplay.
Yeah.
Regret, resent, respect or whatever. I think it's rough. Like, Q is a personality that I want to see him succeed. Do I want him to succeed over me? Like, there's some people who, oh, you're a firefighter that saved people from a burning building and you also donated a car to a mom. Yes, you deserve the money. And where there's all the respect in the world, I'm so glad you're on my team. I've learned so much from you. But that's not what Q brings, and yeah, that's not who wins Survivor these days.
And here's where I stand with Q too. People forget that Q actually isn't as loyal as maybe it seems like he is. And he was on the Disaster Tribe last time, and he almost voted Kenzie out of the game. He wanted to vote Kenzie out of the game, which would have betrayed Tiffany and Kenzie. So he does have a little bit of a habit of maybe overplaying. And so that could be an issue on this season, where it looks like he's going to be on the Disaster Tribe. That tribe just looks like the most chaotic for sure. And if he is, does he overplay and try to vote somebody out that he shouldn't? And now he's playing with seasoned players who are more experienced and say, why don't we just get rid of Q? It doesn't, like, we're losing anyway. He's driving us nuts. Let's just get rid of him.
Okay, so new era. How many Disaster Tribes have we had? We've had Shan and Ricard's one.
Mm-hmm.
We had Banu's tribe. I guess we should go to one by one. Nothing in 42.
Mm-hmm.
43 is Yam Yam and Carolyn's kind of.
No, that's 44. That's Tika's in 44.
Yikes.
Yeah, Tika's in 44. 43, I don't really think there is much of a disaster. Oh,
Gabler season, no.
No.
And then the main disaster tribe is Caleb and Emily.
The Lulu is the biggest disaster tribe of the new era for sure.
Because they're the only ones who make it. And then right after them is Q's tribe. Mm-hmm. Was there a disaster in 48?
No, 48 no, because they do the swap really early.
No, 48's fine. So here's what I'm trying to say of this. We have some disaster people tribe that have made it to All Stars. We have Emily, who's on her whatever tribe. Out of everybody I mentioned, that's just Emily and Q from disaster tribes. If Q is on another purple disaster tribe in All Stars, I think he's going to get the thought process of, is it a disaster tribe or is it just a tribe with Q on it?
Dude, they put Q and Stephanie on the same tribe to start.
That's so mean.
That's so funny. Like, that is so, so funny.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
Stephanie's also a disaster tribe member.
I'm saying that's so funny that they do that and are like, oh, yeah, these two who are on two of the biggest disaster tribes.
And maybe Riz God's a disaster tribe.
Yeah, we don't know. That's true. We don't know.
I'm just like, if this. Oh, I have another purple buff, but boy, is this tribe make me remember Banu. It's not just the color of the buff that reminds me of my time in Fiji from last time, I'll be like, God damn it. And Q catch a break. Like, not that I would have him be on Joe Anglim's tribe, but like the times Joe Anglim's on a tribe, nobody has to worry about going to pre-merge. Like, could Q have a moment like that where, what's pre-merge tribal? I've never been. Instead of like, I'm going five times before episode three.
The problem
three.
Is Q is supposed to be the guy who his tribe relies on to carry the load, but he's not Jonathan and he's not Joe, so he's screwed here.
I think what I want to say one more time is his professional stuff. There's no reason for us to not believe that. Like, I think obviously Survivor checked it out.
Doing good, yeah.
You can't just lie about that. Also, Q's a father now. We haven't really talked about that. Like, there's maybe some humility that comes with that. Like, his baby's 8 months old, but he's going to Fiji. But like, okay, whatever. He got married. Like, all this stuff is happening where it could be like, this is a different, more like a Q that thinks about stuff, or will be more even kilter or whatever. But I think what I was trying to say is Q is so professionally like, holy crap, but he's not good at challenges. And if you need him,
crazy
to be,
because he should be.
Our strong dude that works in teams at a high level of learning plays and routes, like wide receivers have to, they have a 1 second window to catch a ball, and it's less than a second. It's like a 0.4 second window. And did you run the right way? Did you have the right velocity? Do you trust your quarterback? There's all that stuff. He is not a route runner on Survivor. Mm-hmm. So if we're building tribes and Q is our strong man, it's like, oh, crap.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I know. And then you start to look, it's like Ozzy's not there. Colby's there, but Colby's old. Yeah. Kyle's there, but Kyle wasn't the strongest on his season. And guess what? The person who's stronger than him is still there. Like, it's not good for Q. I'm not feeling good about Q.
Because OG-wise, he was with Jelinski and Banu. And you're like, those are not superstars. Like,
Don't you ever say Jelinski's not a superstar. Not on this podcast.
Not athletically.
Not on this podcast, Blake.
All right. I love Jelinski. Bring him back. Why did they bring Rizgot over Jelinski? I don't get it.
So many questions. You have anything else about Q? Or are you good?
Are we going to do an Rizgot and Savannah episode 8 months from now? Right.
We are. After season 49 airs, we will do it between 49 and 50 for sure. Okay. Don't worry, Blake. And you can be on that if you want.
No, those probably won't
be pre-recorded. Those can just be live. But thank you all so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed Blake's portion here of everything you need to know about. Will and I will be closing it out with Coach, and then that'll be the end of this series, which has been going on since June. I'm just like head spinning, uploading all of these. I can't wait till it just backs to one live per week.
Whenever there are 24 contestants, that's 24 buffs they need to do. That's 24 rings they have to get for a ring toss. That's 24 rocks they have to do for are you a going or not? Like, when you up the cast, it is just exponentially annoying to upload videos. Is everybody happy? 24 flights, 24. I don't know why they're doing 24. Because
it's great. We're so happy about 24.
I mean, we should do like, these are the six people I would eliminate from the cast to get it back down.
Out of here. No, I love that it's 24. I'm so excited for it. So like this video, subscribe to the channel, and we'll see you next time.
See ya.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free. Select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3 quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets, with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.